The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good day, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Monday, January 18th, 2021. This is my last Monday in my 50s. When I come back here next Monday, I will be in my 60s. And I am happy to say the older I get, the wiser I get. The older I get, the more emphasis I put on the time that I have left. The older I get, the less time I want to waste. I want every second. I want every minute. I want every hour to count. I wish I would have felt the same way at 30, but you don't, because as you grow older, you change. And things that weren't once important to you are now very, very important. And what's very important to me now is my time and how I spend that time. And do I spend that time in a negative way or a positive way? And this is the show where I make sure once a week I spend that time in a very, very positive way. I am live on Twitch. I've got some of my friends here joining me. This is a show called That's Life, guys. This is not wrestling talk. This is a talk about life. This is a talk about the things that all of us experience on our daily basis, on our journeys, on our walks. And we come here and we discuss them every week. This is a show that literally has been 30 years in the making. I do believe that God himself got me started in the business that I was in and am currently still in to bring you this show and this show only on a weekly basis. And I want to thank all of you that are joining me live on Twitch. I want to talk about something today, guys, as we are going into almost a year of this coronavirus, the pandemic. I remember when this started for me, you know, and everybody else, like last February. And I remember staying in the house for like 21 straight days or something insane. I remember washing my groceries. You guys remember washing your groceries? We all went through the washing our groceries phase when we weren't really sure what this was at the beginning. I remember, man, when my wife and I first went out after 3 weeks, I remember going to the grocery store and loading up the basket with everything as quickly as possible. Guys, I felt like I was on a game show and I was just trying to throw as many items in my cart as quickly as I could because we did not know when we were going to be grocery shopping again. I remember my wife accidentally touching her face with her hands and freaking out because at that point in time, we didn't know what we were dealing with. But now almost a year in, this virus has become a way of life for many of us. And, you know, guys, there's always that question, and there's even the question that I ask all the time. Did this virus, did this plague come directly from God? Or is this a plague that came from the other side? Did this come from Satan himself? And we can ponder and we can think about that question all day long. And you're never going to know an answer to it. You will never know. We will know perhaps when we're on the other side, but as we are walking on this earth, you won't know. You know, the Bible tells us that God did invoke plagues upon this world when his people got totally out of hand. And it's what God had to do to weed out the weeds. So we do read times in the Bible where plagues did come from God himself. But then situations come from the other side. And we never really know where they're coming from and what's the true meaning behind them. But I was reading something this morning to try to give you guys some answers, and I really wanted to share this with you. This is called Plagues in the Bible. It's by a Dr. Tim Dwyer, and this was written early on in the pandemic. This was written like August 13th, 2020. Not really early on, but it was about 6 months ago. And it is called, What Does the Bible Say About Pandemics or Plagues? Did God Bring COVID-19? How Should the People of God Respond? So let me read this to you. I want to share this with you, and then we could open it up and we can discuss it, because I think it's very, very important that we ask ourselves these questions and we know what's going on. And is there something here that God is really trying to tell us? And it starts off by saying, in a number of places in the Bible, there is mention of plagues, pestilence, or pandemics killing people. For example, in Leviticus 26:25, when Israel falls into covenant violations, God says, I will send pestilence among you. In 2 Chronicles 6:28, Solomon says, if there is pestilence, famine, or blight, may God hear from the temple the prayers of the people. In the next chapter, 2 Chronicles 7:13, God says that if he sends pestilence, the people can pray and humble themselves. Plague number four on the Egyptians is pestilence on their livestock, and as a result, they all die, as mentioned in Exodus 9:3-6. In 2 Samuel 24:15, God sends a pestilence that kills 70,000 Israelites because of David's ill-conceived census. Jesus says in Luke 21:11 that there will be plagues. Both Ezekiel and Jeremiah speak of God sending plagues. For example, in Ezekiel 14:21 and 33:27, and Jeremiah 21:6-7-9, in Revelation 6:18, the pale rider kills a fourth of the earth with the sword, famine, and pestilence. So as you can see, God himself, as stated in the Bible, God himself has sent pestilence upon the world. Psalms 91:5-6, a great psalm of protection, says that we will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow of the day, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that comes in noon. So we will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow of the day, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that comes in new. For argument's sake, let us accept for a moment that COVID-19 is really a plague. Of course, some doubt this, noting that the percentage of people that die is actually quite small compared to the number of those who are diagnosed with it. On the other hand, remember this was written back in August. On the other hand, death tolls in the U.S. have risen above 160,000. Granted, there are often other health complications involved. Historian Walter Scheidel, in his book, The Great Leveler, talks about the Black Death of the 1300s, where about 24 million people died in Europe and the population of England fell by half. Oh, gosh, I can't pronounce this. Thucydides tells us about plagues in Athens during the Peloponnesian War, and Tacitus about plague in Rome during the time of Nero. A situation may seem mild compared to the Black Death unless you are the one suffering. Also, we do not yet know what course things will take in the next few months. Again, remember, he wrote this back in August. Did God send this pandemic? Sometimes in the Bible, plagues are said to be directly sent by God for a specific purpose of punishment. Leviticus 26:25, whereas other times they just come, 2 Chronicles 7:13, as part of a world where death plays a part. We do not have a prophetic word one way or the other in the current situation to be dogmatic on this. So we do not know. We do know that sometimes in the Bible, plagues are said to be sent directly by God for specific purposes of punishment. How should the people of God respond? At a base level, there is the God will be with you even in trouble approach. Then there is a second level approach. Here are the skills you need to navigate this. Both are very limited because the collateral damages such as job loss or economic collapse or of certain industries. For the person grounded in the Bible and rooted and grounded in Christ, Colossians 2:6-7, there are several things already built in his or her life. First, we all know that we go back to dust at some time. Some after 9 days, some after 90 years, death comes to all sooner or later. From dust you are, and to dust you shall return, it says in Genesis 3:19. Second, life is uncertain in the best or worst of times. Bro, I always butcher the names of the Bibles. I know what they are, but I always butcher them. Bro, it's the New York accent. It can be loved or hatred. Anything may await us. Proverbs 16:9 says that a person plans. This is very important, bro. I say this all the time. A person plans his or her way, but God directs one's steps. The people in World War II did not know at first they were in World War II. Would Hitler stop with Poland or France? Could the Soviet Union defeat Germany on their own? No one knew for sure how things would unfold as they developed. So you may have your own plans to steer your road, but God directs your steps, and you do not know one way or another which way they are going to unfold. Third, our days are ordained by God. There is a time to be born and a time to die, and our days are written in God's book. Psalms 139:16. I talk about this all the time, bro. God knew the day that we were going to be born, and God knew or knows what our last day on this earth is going to be. This is all in God's book. So no matter what's going on in the world or no matter what's happening around you, there is a beginning and an end. That's what this is saying. There is a beginning and an end. There is a time to be born and a time to die. Our days are written in God's book. You can eat cheese fries and live to 99 if that is appointed for you. Be a vegan and be hit by a truck at 21 if that is appointed for you. This is what has been classically called the sovereignty of God. Fourth, Christians in other generations lived without anxiety medicine, sleeping aids, antidepressants, health insurance, or a pension. They had to trust God, cling to the word, and be a part of God's faithful people. They knew that life was hard and then you die. So how do we approach this current crisis? Perhaps a bit like Paul in a dark, dank, wet cell in Colossians with gratitude that the gospel is advancing, Colossians 13:8, with prayer, Colossians 1:19-11, with thanks, Colossians 1:12, staying firm in the faith and not deconverting, Colossians 1:23, with the word of Christ dwelling and planted richly in us, Colossians 3:16, asking God for more open doors, Colossians 2:4, making the most of our time, Colossians 4:5, and above all, living a Christ-centered, Christ-exalting, Christ-informed life. How do we approach the current crisis? With prayer, with thanks, staying firm in the faith and not deconverting, with the word of Christ dwelling and planted richly in us, asking God for more open doors, making the most of our time, and above all, living a Christ-centered, Christ-exalting, Christ-informed life. So, bro, what this is telling you is, regardless of where the plague came from, at all times, Christ is in complete control. God knows what is going on. And we have to trust in God, and we have to believe in God, and we have to put all our faith in God, because the reality of it is, this is something we cannot control. Obviously, bro, we could do everything to prevent ourselves from getting sick. We can follow all the rules and all the regulations, but at the end of the day, we are out of control. And we have to know, we have to put it in God's hands that God is in control of the situation, whether it came from him or not. He is in control of the situation, and he is well aware of everything that is going around us when we don't know. We may think we know, but we don't know. About the same time, the great apostle wrote, "To live is Christ, to die is gain." A Christ-centered and gospel-centered life is undaunted, serious, but joyful, and sees each day as an opportunity to live to the glory of God and make one more disciple. A Christ-centered and gospel-centered life is undaunted, serious, but joyful, and sees each day as an opportunity to live to the glory of God and make one more disciple. So, here's what that is saying. We know very little about Corona-19. Let's face it, guys. We don't even know where it comes from. We think we know. We don't know for sure. It is out of our hands. We can't control it. We can't think it will stop because we want it to stop. And we have to, at this point in time, dig in with our Christian beliefs. We got to dig in to our belief and our love in Christ. And we have to know Christ has this. We're not to worry about it. We're not to dwell about it. We're not to stress over it, even though as human beings, we can't help that. But there is an inner peace, bro, when you are grounded. And you know, listen, the Bible tells us we are born from dust and we die to dust. The Bible tells us there is a start date and there is an end date for each and every one of us. We have no control over that. Like they said, you could live a vegan life and go out and get hit by a car, or you could eat cheese fries till you're 99 years old. There is a beginning date. There is an end date. We are here to fulfill what it is that God wanted us to do with our lives. That's why we are here. So we have no control of the start date, the end date. We have no control over coronavirus, where it came from, what it is, how many people it's going to kill, when it's going to go away, if it's going to go away. We have no control over any of that. The only thing we do have control over is our absolute faith and knowing that God Almighty is in control and knowing that God has this, God is aware, God knows what's going on. And guys, like I told you, the Bible also tells you everything that happens in our lives is designed to bring us closer to God. If you live by that, it really sheds light on everything, because you will know, bro, that everything that happens in your life is by reason, good, bad, or indifferent. It's by reason. Maybe this was the time during this pandemic that you were supposed to spend more time with loved ones, that you were supposed to be kinder, gentler, that you were supposed to have a positive influence on other people, that you realize that you're not going to waste any time because we do not know how much time we have. Maybe this time was an opportunity for us to really look deep into ourselves. Maybe this was an opportunity for us to look to God. Everything that we're going through, God is aware of, and it's happening for a reason. And being in fear, being in anguish, being depressed, guys, I fall into that trap daily. I am not going to lie to you. I feel many days when I wake up, you know, after a while, you know, wash your face, have a cup of coffee. You know, you wake up every morning and you realize, man, COVID is still here. We don't have the pleasure to live the life we once did. Our lives are very, very different now. You're reminded that every time you leave the house, you're reminded that every time you put on a mask. Our life is not what it was. And again, without God and without God centering you, it's going to be all gloom and doom. And understandably so. It's something we're not used to. It's not of the norm. It's hindering all our lives. It's changing all our lives. But again, when God is the center of your life and the main focus of your life, you do what you can do, but you have to know ultimately you are not in charge. You are not in control. You cannot change this. It is out of your power. And once you know this, then you will be free and you will have a level of peace because you know you trust God and you know God created you for a reason. And whatever happens to you in this life is in your best interest for whatever reason that may be. So I just want to tell you one more time, this is how you approach the crisis: with prayer, with thanks, staying firm in the faith and not disconverting, with the word of Christ dwelling and planted richly in us, asking God for more open doors, making the most of our time, and above all, living a Christ-centered Christian, a Christ-exalting, Christ-informed life. A Christ-centered and gospel-centered life is undaunted, serious, but joyful, and sees each day as an opportunity to live to the glory of God and make one more disciple. We are being tested. This is the test. Do we believe in God? Do we have faith in God? Do we hand this over to God, or don't we? That is the test. And I'll wrap up this show as I do every show. If we want to hand it over to God, then that's all we have to do. It is a personal choice. It is your choice. It is your discussion with God. If you want God to take over, if you want God to enter your life, all you have to do is ask. It is there for the taking. It is there for free. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what mistakes you've made. God is a forgiving, all-loving God, and he knows you inside out. He knows you better than anybody, and he's waiting. That is it, everybody. I hope that little bit helps you think during the week, helps you start asking some questions, start reading, start studying, start having some conversations with God. That is it, everybody. That's life. I'll see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.